Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Keep up the good work.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate that you share your opinion.
Hot Radio Maine.
I super appreciate that they're in line with Marv.
Maine's Hit Music Channel.
Can't believe Easter is this weekend. We keep talking about it, but it doesn't feel right having Easter in March.
No, it does not.
It's an April thing. I wonder when the last March Easter was.
Let's Google.
That'd be a fun fact right there. As an adult, maybe it doesn't feel like Easter to me because I don't get an Easter basket anymore. As an adult, do you get an Easter basket?
No, but the last time I got one, I was a senior in college.
Wow.
It was from my mom.
Senior in college, you were still getting Easter baskets?
Yeah, but they were more adult. Like, my mom used to work at Victoria's Secret, so they would get, I think it's called gratis or something, they would get a certain amount of free items per month. And so she would, Victoria's Secret actually used to have purses and stuff. I don't know if they still do, like cute little backpacks, mm-hmm. purses, bags. So she would usually use that as the basket and then put like some candy in it or something.
Oh, that's cool.
So it was fun, more adult. But yeah, that hasn't happened since 2018. I think Tucker's gotten me once when we first started dating.
Yeah, and he was
trying to show off.
It was early on, and then after, yeah.
The first year, we both did Easter baskets, and we're like, yeah, maybe we just wait till we have
that
kids.
That might have been, I don't know if she got me one, but I'm pretty sure in the first like year or two of dating, we celebrated Easter. Well, Easter was when I first met her parents, too.
Oh, that's intense.
Like, formally met the parents.
Some families really celebrate Easter.
Yeah,
they
do.
One of those families?
Well, the family was up, so it actually wasn't Easter. It was like the day before Easter. They all went bowling at spare time, and so I...
Oh, that's fine.
I joined.
The last time Easter was in March was in 2016.
Oh, okay.
Long time ago.
I was like, oh, that's not that long. And you're like, long time ago.
I was a sophomore in college.
2016 just seems like yesterday.
I don't even think I was 21 yet.
Last time I got an Easter basket had to be, I would say maybe senior year of high school, if that.
Was it from your mommy?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't know who else it would be from. Yes.
A girlfriend or something?
No, it wasn't from a girlfriend. It was actually.
What was in it?
From the Easter bunny.
Oh. What was in it?
I don't know. Candy? That's about it.
Just a little bit of candy.
I feel like my Easter baskets growing up were candy, maybe like a coloring book.
You know what's weird is growing up, the Easter bunny always brought my sister and I bathing suits and flip-flops every year and some candy.
Well, getting ready for summer. That
getting
makes
ready
sense.
For summer. It was very exciting.
Practical.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. I don't know. Maybe Maura will surprise me this year. Maybe she's listening right now and she'll put together a nice Easter basket for me.
Hint, hint.
That'd be fun. I'll just take the candy. That's great. You don't even have to put it in a basket. Just put it in the cabinet. So when I come home and I open it up, I go, I did get her the Sour Patch bunnies. They have instead of in the shape of kids.
I really want to try those.
I mean, they're the same. They're just in the shape of little bunnies instead of little kids.
One time I was in an extremely toxic relationship and I love to do the holiday stuff. And at that time, because I had free time, mm-hmm. I didn't have a job. And so I said, oh, I really want to do Easter baskets for each other. We should do Easter baskets. And he was like, I'm not doing an Easter basket for you. And I was like, okay, well, I'm still going to get you one. And I held on to that hope that him knowing that I was making him this Easter basket, he would get me a little something. And then the day came and I presented him with the Easter basket. And he said, yeah, I told you I wasn't getting you anything. So you have nothing.
I mean, you knew what kind of guy you were attracted to back then. You knew that was going to happen.
Like, thank you so much.
God.
Thank you. I would rather have this quality time, not.
The fairy tales you guys told yourselves. He's going to do it for me this time.
I look back and I go, what were you thinking? This guy hates you.
Come on.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time,
Hot
man.
Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
The diaper dumper has returned. Dun, dun, dun.
Absolutely disgusting.
Someone is leaving soiled adult diapers along roads in North Yarmouth. Now, the diaper dumper first appeared 5 years ago, and at that time, the issue was so bad, crews from the town had to clean up the mess 2 to 3 times a week. Where did they go? They disappeared. Now they are back dumping diapers.
So they're adult diapers. I'm imagining a scenario where this is an elderly person and they're a little bit confused and their brain has told them that that is where the dirty diapers go. I would like to think that it's something like that and not...
I don't think it is. I think this person has a license, they're driving, and they're dumping the diapers on the side of the road. Somebody like that shouldn't have a license. Not saying that they do or don't, but I would hope that they wouldn't have a license. Also, where did this person go for 5 years?
I don't know.
And then just said, you know what I used to do? I'm going to start doing that again.
Imagine they catch this person.
Maybe it's a caregiver who was doing it, and then they
said, found, oh, I don't want these in my car,
a different line of work, and then they decided to go back to this line of work, and now they're back to diaper dumping.
Imagine though, this person can never be found, because imagine they're caught in their mugshot and now everybody knows you were dumping dirty diapers on the side of the road. Were you wearing the diapers? Did you soil the diapers? Who was soiling the diapers? Why were they in your possession? And why were you dumping them on the side of the road?
I mean, they're never going to get another job, because you're going to go into an interview and you're going to be like, aren't you the diaper dumper?
Their life
dumper?
Would be over.
Crazy.
They'd never get another date. Nothing.
Well, I know it's tough to move along after
a story like that.
But we're going to try.
I want to keep talking about it.
We're gonna push through. Newport native Cooper Flagg has another trophy for the collection. Wednesday, the Mount Verde Academy senior was named the National Gatorade Boys Basketball Player of the Year, big time award. The award has an impressive list of prior winners that includes some names you might have heard of: LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Jason Tatum, Maine's own Cooper Flagg now.
Wow.
Love to see it. Congratulations, Cooper. Can't wait to continue to watch the journey. At least 25 sugar houses around the state are planning to open their doors on Saturday, hoping to recoup some of the sales lost as a result of the storm last weekend during Maine Maple Sunday weekend.
Yeah, that canceled a lot of people's plans.
Yeah, some spots still opened up, but they didn't get the traffic that they expected. So a lot of them are going to be opening up this weekend to try to do a little redo there. Today, opening day, play ball. Major League Baseball kicks off for the season. Red Sox kick off their season with the first pitch tonight, 10:10 p.m. They're out there on the West Coast taking on the Mariners in Seattle. Earth is spinning faster than it used to, and now world timekeepers are considering skipping time by 1 second.
What?
Clocks may have to skip a second called a negative leap second when 2029 rolls around. So when the ball drops, we're going to just start at 9 when we're supposed to start at 10. And then we're going to lose that second if they put this in place.
That freaks me out.
Why, you ask? Well, scientists believe melting polar caps caused by climate change is playing a role in the planet's rotation.
I can't. I've been hearing about this since I was 10 years old. In school, they would have a picture of a polar bear next to every light switch, and it would say, save the polar bears, make sure you turn off the light every time you leave a classroom. I feel like my generation has done everything that we can do, and it's still not working. The ice caps are still melting. Global warming is still happening. Like, what can we do?
There's nothing you can do. You're going to be fine.
It gives me nightmares.
But you're destroying the world for your grandchildren. So you'll be dead. It won't matter.
It's just like that video at the Sphere that I watched. The next 20 generation or 20 generations from now, they're going to have to live in these little pods on Mars and let the Earth heal before anyone can come back down.
I mean, Kanye's been ahead of his time. He's designing those pods to live in, his architectural structures. Remember those?
No, I guess I missed that.
You missed the desert city that Kanye tried to build and they shut it down?
Oh,
there were those little pods, that housing pods.
I don't remember pods, but I feel like I remember a desert city because it was reminding me of those fake cities that they would use for explosive testing.
It was like a little dome buildings. That
I don't remember that, no.
Yeah, Google it. I'm pretty sure, or I just made that up. I don't know. We don't have our resident.
Kim Kardashian has an entire bunker.
Expert in here.
She's ready to go.
Yeah, anyone who's rich has their own private bunker, I'm sure. If I was...
Mark Zuckerberg is building one right now. I'm telling you.
If I hit that $1 billion for Mega Millions, that'd be one of my purchases. A bunker.
Honestly, same.
That's 5 things you need to know. Mahana made by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Accidents happen to be their specialty. 207 Call Joe or online at joebornstein.com. I would let...
I'm looking at pictures of the domes that Kanye West had built. I have no memory of this. What
I'd
the
let
heck?
You, I'd let you and Tucker come in my bunker if I had a bunker, if it was the end of the world. I don't think you would do for me.
If it was the end of the world, I would want company.
I don't think you would
if do we had to hunker down and we didn't know how long, I would want some company.
Yeah.
Like more than just me and Tucker in a taxi. I would get, you know, I want to talk to someone else.
Get the whole crew together.
Hot Radio Man.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
And Mace had something to say about the raids on Sean Diddy Combs' homes in L.A. and Miami on Monday during the It Is What It Is show, which is highly entertaining, with Cameron and Mace. Mace said, reparations is getting closer and closer, and I'll be sure to give you your percentage. Talking to Cameron, Cameron responded, I have nothing to do with that money. That's all yours, man. Mace replied, big payback. Mace and Diddy feuded for years over publishing, and it wasn't until 2023 that Mace finally got his publishing back from Diddy. So that was the reference there. And I've been watching the reactions from a lot of celebrities. And like we've said in the past, nobody, not a single person I've seen has said, well, I didn't see this coming.
I know.
Everyone said, yeah, yep.
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right. Looking at 50 Cent's Instagram, and he keeps me updated on everything that's going on. And he posted a little blurb from one of the lawsuits. And it said that allegedly Diddy had secret cameras in every single room.
That's crazy.
And he has footage on all the celebrities that went to his parties.
Yeah, so that's probably why no one's saying anything.
And 50 Cent posted that and said, that's why I never went to a Puffy party.
Wow.
I gotta say, 50 Cent's closet must be incredibly clean because he has...
He always has the most to say, so you would think.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, if he's saying all this, you're like, well, I hope you don't have any secrets that you're hiding. Clearly, he has no fear of that, so... Kenan Thompson is one of the most popular Nickelodeon alumni, I would say. Somebody who's gone on to have success as an adult. He's been on SNL for... Jeez, I don't know. I think he's the longest running SNL cast member at this point. Yeah, I think he's been on the show the longest. So yesterday, he spoke up about the allegations of abuse brought up during the investigation of the Quiet on Set, the Dark Side of Kids TV documentary that everybody's been talking about. The show highlights alleged misconduct by All That producer and Good Burger writer Dan Schneider. And here's what he had to say about all of those allegations.
It's tough for me because like, I can't really speak on things that I never witnessed. You know what I'm saying? Because all these things happened after I left, basically. And Dan wasn't really on Kenan and Kel like that. I mean, he got a creative by credit, but, you know, it was a different showrunner. So our worlds weren't really, like, overly, you know, overlapping like that outside of all that, necessarily. And then all that negativity kind of started happening outside of, like, our tenure there. You know what I mean? So, like, I wasn't really aware of a lot of it, but my heart goes out to, you know, anybody that's been victimized or their families, you know what I mean? I mean, like, I think it's a good thing that the doc is out and it's, you know, putting things, you know, on display that need to be, you know, stories that need to be told for this, you know, accountability sake.
That was on the Tamron Hall show. And then Tamron Hall mentioned Nickelodeon's investigation into the allegations. And Thompson interrupted saying, well, investigate more. It's supposed to be a safe space. It's supposed to be a safe place for kids. So to hear all that is like, how dare you? But he's saying that he did not see anything.
Really? Was Amanda Bynes not on All That when he was on it?
I don't know what their time was. Had their different theories about things, saying that, well, he looked uncomfortable during the interview. Maybe he just doesn't want to talk about.
That's also a big conversation right now is fans are trying to hold some of these bigger stars accountable, saying, why hasn't Ariana Grande said anything? And calling out bigger stars like Josh Peck. Why aren't they saying anything? Josh Peck since has said something. But at the same time, if something did happen to these people, who are we to demand they say something?
Yeah, just because one person's ready to speak out and talk about it doesn't mean another person's ready to deal with that trauma. So, and then we're all forcing that on them. Like, hey, what happened to you? You were a part of this whole Nickelodeon era.
I know.
What's going on there? Yeah, that's a good point. This, I thought, was pretty wild. College basketball star Caitlin Clark. We heard she's going to WNBA next season. Or will she, Tara?
What would she do instead?
Ice Cube wants to bring her to the Big Three, three-on-three basketball league.
Oh, that's cool.
And according to sources, Cube has offered Clark $5 million to play in the Big Three for the season. Ice Cube followed up by tweeting, we intended the offer to remain private while Caitlin Clark plays for the championship NCAA tournament going on. But I won't deny what's now already out there. Big Three made a historic offer to Caitlin Clark. Why wouldn't we? Caitlin is a generational athlete who can achieve tremendous success in the Big Three. And he added, with our offer, Caitlin Clark can make history and break down even more barriers for women athletes. She'd be playing against male athletes. And I believe, don't quote me on it, but I believe that that would be bigger than any WNBA contract.
Really?
At this point. So interesting. Maybe she goes and plays for the Big Three for a year and then she can jump to the WNBA. It's interesting to see what happens. $5 million might lure her over for the season.
I know, right?
Pretty crazy. People were like, she's going to be playing against like 40-year-old plus athletes because, you know, normally the Big Three is like the retired basketball league. So you were in the NBA and then, you know, you still can ball, but maybe not full court NBA status. So I don't know. I still think it'd be cool to see her out there. I enjoy the Big Three. Big Three Championship, by the way, if she does go, Big Three Championship this year is at the TD Garden.
Oh, that's fun.
So that'd be pretty cool. Beyonce revealed the track list for Act Two, Cowboy Carter, on Wednesday yesterday, and the unveiling gave fans what they wanted, a remake of the Dolly Parton classic, Jolene.
Wow.
What if it's not a remake, it's just another song titled Jolene that's on the track list?
It could be.
No. She also has Dolly Parton's name on the track list, so people are assuming Parton's going to be part of that. Parton had previously mentioned that the song could appear on Act Two, but now we have confirmation, and we'll get to hear it tonight at 12:01 a.m.
I'm excited for this.
Yeah, there's also like a mention of Willie Nelson, so people are thinking Willie Nelson and Dolly Parton. I guess if you're going to go country, you get like the two iconic names there on the album. So we shall see what it sounds like. 12:01 tonight. That is your Dirty on 30 Made Hot and Main by Side by Each Brewing. Beer, coffee, and food for sustenance morning, noon, and night. Get chicken and waffles for brunch this weekend at Side by Each, Minot Ave in Auburn.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Yeah, every morning.
We have 3-day festival passes for Boston Calling that we're going to give away this morning. And the question to get in the running for these passes is what? It's Throwback Thursday. Are we going to reminisce?
Yeah. What is something that your school did that now, in retrospect, when you think about it, it seems crazy that the school ever let that happen?
Okay.
So, what's
2024,
something?
It's a different time.
It's a different time. We live in a different age. What's something?
A little
something?
More woke, a little more conscious of what's going on.
Yeah. Or just, you know, more common sense.
I have a reverse one.
Really?
Something that they did because they were more sensitive during my time, and I think they have since reverted back.
Okay, tell me about it.
So the logo, Burnco Patriots, when I was there, every year they would give you like a planner that had like the school on it. Every student got that. They were hoping kids would stay organized, whatever. But the logo for the school, they airbrushed the rifle out of the Patriot's hand and they put an American flag in it instead. So he's holding the American flag pole like a rifle, and then that became the new logo. And I think they've since gone back to the, hey, let's just have
I'm shocked they would go back now.
I know. But I'm pretty sure they did. I could be wrong. I think I drove by and I was like, oh, wow, he's got the gun back in his hand for the logo.
You said, you know what? Good for him.
Yeah. All right. I mean, he's a patriot. He needs it.
I don't know. I feel like they should not have gone back. They're on the right track.
No, I think that's way too sensitive.
I mean,
I understand.
Live in a world where guns and schools unfortunately mix. I would not want that on a planner.
I get it.
As a teacher.
I understand. That's not my answer. What's your answer?
So something my school did that now seems crazy is we used to do this thing once a year. It was basically an indoor field day where there were no classes all day and you would go from wing to wing, and each wing of the school would be putting something on and there'd be a theme and you'd go to that wing and experience what they had put together and so on and so on. And so that year, our wing's theme, I don't know how this got approved, was a casino.
Huh.
A casino.
So encouraging gambling. Oh, for middle school we're talking about.
So encouraging gambling, we all, each homeroom had to learn a different, you know, type of, maybe it was poker. My best friend and I, we learned how to play roulette and we set up this whole roulette table and we had people coming into our classroom and we were like, all right, now how many chips? And we were literally teaching children how to gamble. And I remember at the time, another teacher came over and my best friend and I were like, would you like to play roulette? And she was like, what is going on here? And we're like, oh, we did a casino theme. Like, this room is roulette, that room is poker, that room is slot machine, blah, blah, blah. She was like, that's not appropriate. But the day had already started and there had already been like hundreds of kids in our classroom at that point. And like all these kids were coming in, learning how to gamble. We were teaching them. And the teacher knew that that was wrong, but it couldn't get shut down because it was already happening. And I think about that often. Obviously, we should not have been teaching children how to gamble. I shouldn't have been learning how to gamble. And also, it's illegal for a child to go into a casino and play.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Like, what were we thinking?
That's pretty wild. Well, somebody had to approve that. It's not like you set all that up. There had to be a teacher that was
in charge. I guess the principal? I don't know.
Was in charge. I was like, okay.
We had a pretty chill wing. If I had to guess who the teacher was, I know exactly who I'm thinking of. It was a guy.
Of course.
He was very relaxed. He was the fun teacher.
He was the younger teacher.
No, he was actually older, but he loved the Beatles. He was so chill. So if I had to guess.
It was him.
He was like, yeah, sure. Why not? But I remember this teacher being horrified that we were manning this roulette table.
The question is,
what's something that your school did that now seems crazy?
I've talked about this before, but it's the first thing that pops in my mind. We had a senior auction.
Yeah.
And it was like a pep rally. Everybody went to the gym and all the seniors were there and they tarped off the floor and they had giant tables full of like pies and mustard and any condiment that you could think of and pickle juice and all of this stuff. And you could pay to pie a senior in the face. It was like $5. All the money went to the senior class. So it was a fundraiser.
Well, I think that part is awesome.
And so that was...
I like that. I wish I did that.
That was one aspect of it. But the major aspect was you would get together in your groups of friends. And so me and my buddies got together and you would go out there and they would auction you off to the underclassmen. Anyone that's, junior or sophomore, freshman, whatever. And basically, they would have the auction and highest bidder got that group. And then there was a day later on in the school year that you would have to follow around whoever bought you for the entire day.
And do whatever they say.
And do whatever they say, wear whatever they wanted you to wear. Guys were dressing up like girls because the people were making them wear dresses. It was absolute chaos for the day. I mean, it raised money for the senior class, but it was absolutely ridiculous. And there were, like you said, that teacher that came in and I was like, this is inappropriate. There were a few teachers that when you walked in the room, they're like, get out of my room. I'm not participating.
Oh.
You can go to the CAF or the study hall or whatever, but we're not doing that today in this room.
Not in my homeroom.
Not in my homeroom. But I remember, I think it was like, it might have been my high school girlfriend's younger sister who ended up buying my group of friends. Her group of friends bought us. And we had to like follow her and her like girlies around for the day and do whatever they said, like carry the books, carry whatever, like get their lunch, do anything. And we were obviously dressed up like pretty ridiculously.
Yes. While it does seem like a good time, it's not appropriate.
There's no way they're still auctioning off seniors at Burcote High School. I can't imagine that tradition has continued on.
But I wonder when they stopped it.
That'd be an interesting conversation to find out. Like,
or it's still happening.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, I would say
the gym would smell so, and we
2009.
The gym would smell so bad, and you go in there to play basketball after, and you're like, whoa, what is that? It's like pickle juice mixed with mustard, mixed with like whipped cream, mixed with shaving cream. Like, it was absolute chaos and disgusting. I should one day I'll pull out the yearbook because there's definitely a page dedicated to the senior auction.
I would love to flip through your yearbook.
In the yearbook, there's definitely some cancelable things throughout the yearbook, I'm sure.
That's why I said 2009, because I started high school in 2010. Yeah, 2010, and that is when all the fun stopped. Not the fun, but that's when all my friends who were older than me were like, oh, you just missed. We used to do this, this, and this, and they stopped doing it right before you started high school. I'm like, why'd they stop? Now I know why they stopped.
Rose from Holden.
What's something that your school did that now seems crazy?
So back when I was in middle school, I don't know if you guys know The Outsiders, like the book The Outsiders.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
We used to have greaser and socias days. So like some of us would end up being greasers and some of us would end up being socias. But I remember that the greasers, a lot of them had fake cigarettes and stuff, and with how bad the vaping is and stuff now in schools and stuff, I doubt they would let any kids around with fake cigarettes or anything like that nowadays.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's one that I could think of, was definitely seeing a lot of fake cigarettes around, but nowadays that would definitely not be allowed.
Yeah, when I was in middle school, they made us take this weekend course where you got an electronic box of cigarettes, and every 5 minutes it would be like, want to light up?
That's weird.
It was supposed to imitate an addiction to cigarettes and how often you would be smoking.
Some kids were like, I'm already addicted. I don't need this.
What do you mean? That's my daily 15 minutes.
Mike in Portland, what's something that your school did that just seems crazy now?
Not when I was in school. When my brother was in school ahead of me, my older brother.
Okay.
We had like a crazy fitness principal. Different time. So he would like the month of May, he had a fitness challenge in the homeroom that could lose the most weight won a prize. So they would weigh people individually in the beginning of the month and at the end of the month in front of everybody. And if you didn't lose weight, people from your homeroom like booed you.
That is traumatizing.
Crazy. Wouldn't fly today. But this is like, you know, like 2000, right around that. So different times.
I worked at a radio station and they did something similar. They did a challenge to see, you know, motivate the staff who could, like one staff member was getting in shape and other people started doing it and they're like, oh, let's make it into a fun challenge. We'll have a prize. Whoever on staff can lose the most weight.
That's so unhealthy.
Gets the prize.
Yeah.
And one of the ladies that was there was getting pressure like, oh, you should do it. You should do it. So she went to HR and complained and HR shut the contest down.
Okay, well, someone's going to take it too far and not be able to stop.
And we're doing this to kids, putting the wrong image in their heads, you know, losing weight good.
Oh, no, I can't even imagine. You know, some of those kids are still walking around dealing with that.
How traumatizing is it to get on a scale in front of your entire class?
I don't even like getting on a scale alone.
Yeah.
And then they announce if you lost weight or not. And then everyone would like boo you if you didn't lose weight. So pretty crazy.
Joe in Sanford.
What's something that your school did that now seems crazy?
So my college, actually, for Black History Month, would serve fried chicken and watermelon.
What? What was the name of the school?
I don't know if I want to out them like
that. All right. That's insane. Did you guys know when it was happening that it was not okay?
I mean, I always thought it was weird.
Right?
Some other people would get really excited about it, but
that's crazy.
I mean, I do love fried chicken and I do love watermelons. I'd be excited that they were at the cafeteria, but under the implication of what was going on.
Was this a school in New England?
Yes, it was.
I feel like it was in Massachusetts.
It was not in Massachusetts.
Okay.
I'll never forget, in my high school, they had the Martin Luther King Welcoming Committee, I think was the name of the group. And they threw like a brunch, like festival, and there was performances. And our high school dance team performed, and they just did their standard performance that they would do at basketball games. But it was to Britney Spears, I'm a Slave for You. And everybody during the performance was like head down in their hands, like, I can't believe they're doing this at the Martin Luther King Welcoming Breakfast Brunch or whatever it was.
No common sense.
No.
No thought.
I mean,
nothing.
this was 20 years ago. And when it was happening, everybody was like, no.
I just want you to know.
Different routine.
You told me that a while back. And I do share that story with people because it's so outrageous.
It's so crazy. Autumn in Freiburg. What's something that your school did that now just seems crazy?
I don't know how crazy this is, but when I was in first grade, I had a teacher that would take all the kids' candy, like candy bars or anything their parents would send them that was sweet, and she would eat it. She would not, like, give it back or anything.
Now, was this, like, candy in your, was this candy in your lunch, or was this candy, like, if you had it out during class, she would confiscate
definitely.
It?
Oh, yeah, definitely. In your lunch, anything. She would eat it.
Said, I'll take that sweet little treat.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's the opposite of the fitness challenge that the other person called in talking about.
Now, why did she think she was so entitled to that? Did you tell your parents what was happening?
Yeah, and like they were pretty upset about it. And
well, yeah, that's your snack.
They went to the school and talked to the principal and like pretty much they said there's nothing they can really do. And like that's like she just confiscated it. But
that's theft.
I don't know.
Ashley in Bangor texted in and she said, if you live less than a mile, you could not take the bus. My husband was in kindergarten walking to school alone in downtown Bangor.
What?
That was how it was for me, too. I thought that
even in kindergarten?
Yeah. If you were under 2 miles away, they didn't have a bus route for you. For me, it was 2 miles. And I was
so dangerous.
I was just under 2 miles from, I think it was closer for me to go walk away from the school to go to the closest bus stop than it was to actually walk to school. But I couldn't do it because of my address. Like you had to be assigned to the bus. So I literally walked about 2 miles every day to high school.
Oh my God, you're going to be one of those parents.
My elementary school was on the street that I grew up on. So I just had to walk from the
across
top.
The street.
I was at the top of the hill and the school was at the bottom of the hill. And I was late all the time. And my teachers would be like, you literally live on the street. How are you late?
Why you were late? Because you're like, no, I got time.
I got time. I can make it down. Nicole in Auburn, what's something that your school used to do that now just seems crazy?
And when I lived in Massachusetts, our middle school, at the end of the year, they held this dance. And you would get there about 7, 8 o'clock at night. And they would drop you off in the gym. The gym was all decorated. And the kids stayed there all night. We weren't allowed to leave unless a parent came and picked us up. If they didn't pick us up throughout the night, they released us at 8 o'clock in the morning.
What the heck?
So it was like a 12-hour overnight party?
Pretty much for all the kids that were in the middle school.
See, I've heard of this for like senior night where they'll do like senior activities, but that's a senior in high school. You're talking about middle school kids. It seems weird.
Yeah, it was 7th and 8th grade. We had fun, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you have fun? It sounds kind of fun when you're a kid. You get to stay up all night.
I mean, It was after they had did that, the Boys and Girls Club had started doing dances once a month on a Friday or a Saturday where they would hold it, the overnight dance and stuff. So it was pretty cool. It started off a little trend, but they don't do that out here in Maine.
You know, I mean, it's not for school, but I think Strive does like their all-night dance-a-thon.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah, but not for middle school kids. Yeah, I haven't heard anything like that.
It's a great idea to keep kids out of trouble on the weekend, but then you have to find people that want to chaperone, and how many people are going to want to chaperone an all-nighter?
It was cool, though. I mean, like you said, it kept us off the streets. Kids were out of trouble and stuff, and it was kind of cool because you got to hang out with your friends that were at school, but you weren't doing school activities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jackie from Lovell, what's something your school did that just now seems crazy?
So we had, this was like middle school, we had like a dress wacky day, or I don't remember exactly what they called it now, but me and my girlfriends like did overalls and this crazy outfit, but we also, they had that spray hair dye at the time, and we also like did that dye in our hair. It was like purple and green and pink. We went crazy, me and two of my friends. Well, we got to the school, and within like an hour, all were called down to the office and told that we were to wash it out of our hair or our parents would have to come pick us up.
Why?
And then, because apparently they didn't allow hair dye. So dyeing your hair like distracting colors was not allowed at that time.
Oh, yeah. Apparently. Nowadays, yeah. They're just happy if you show up to school. Come with whatever color your hair is. It's fine.
Exactly. Now they don't care about all that. So now I keep pink and purple hair all the time.
I was trying to think if that was a rule in my school. You definitely could dye your hair.
This is in Florida too. So I don't know. I don't know.
Like, I think you could dye your hair, but it had to be natural colors.
Yeah, exactly.
You couldn't have the unnatural colors. All right. That's a good one. Are you trying to win these Boston Calling tickets?
Oh, trying my hardest.
Who do you want to see out there?
I definitely think Megan Thee Stallion is going to be my favorite one.
All right. Well, we're going to make it happen. We picked your text. We're hooking you up. You're going. Congratulations.
Yay. Thank you so much. I'm excited.
Make a weekend of it. Memorial Day weekend. You got 3-day festival passes. So Ed Sheeran, Megan Thee Stallion, Renee Rapp, everybody. Killers, I believe, are out there. Lineup's crazy. It's going to be a good time. Congrats.
Thank you so much.
Ticket giveaway is made hot in Maine by CSL Plaza. Do the amazing. Donate plasma at CSL in South Portland and help save lives. Receive up to $200 your first week. Visit them at 264 Gorham Road or at CSLplasma.com for details. Next chance to win happens with Be All this afternoon at 5 p.m. Hot Radio Maine, hello.
That Martin Luther King brunch story, I can't even tell you how hard I just laughed.
Oh, my God. It's like a true story.
Car accident. Oh, my God. That's probably the funniest thing ever.
So insane.
I couldn't imagine. I went to Scarborough, and we used to be the Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there used to be a guy that would, like, come to every game, and he actually was, like, on the cover of the yearbook in just a loincloth and, like, an Indian headdress, no shirt on, and that was, like, the cover of the yearbook. Was like a student.
Well, it was the mascot. Yeah, because I'm also from Scarborough, but by the time I started school, we were the Red Storm. There was no more of that.
Yeah. No, yeah. And so, and they would always show up at the games dressed in that,
Oh, no.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, it's so cringeworthy to think back on it.
And dance, like, through the bleachers. Yeah.
And definitely
inappropriate.
Didn't have a drop of Native American blood in them.
No way.
No, probably not. I mean, we were, like, proud, and we wanted to represent strength and, all of that, but looking back on it, it was no bueno.
Well, that's a good answer. You missed out on the Boston Calling tickets, but we got some more coming up at 5 this afternoon.
Damn, I was trying so hard. But anyways, you really made my morning with that Martin Luther King story.
I'm glad I got somebody to laugh, at least.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Today is National Something on a Stick Day. That's God. Literally the day. That's the national holiday. Something.
So I'm assuming.
On a stick day.
Is that like food on a stick or anything on a stick?
Anything. I guess we're celebrating anything.
What's your favorite thing on a stick?
A marshmallow. Because that's the only time I like marshmallows is when they're toasted.
I wasn't even thinking about that.
And gooey.
You know what there's people that have on a stick out there in North Yarmouth?
A diaper?
Yeah, the dirty diapers. They're probably picking them up with a stick.
That's so gross.
From the diaper dumper.
That's not sanitary.
Ugh. So you're going marshmallow favorite thing on a stick.
Yeah.
I was going to go. First thing that pops in my mind is the lobby pop over at High Roller. You get that lobster tail on a stick.
Oh, he's rich.
And you just dunk it in the lobster. Ghee? Oh, delicious.
What are other foods that come on a stick. Skewers, chicken skewers.
Chicken skewers. Like shish kebab? Is that like the same as chicken skewers?
You could do that with fruit.
Any
skewer.
Any skewer, beef skewers, all those.
Yeah.
Corn dogs, obviously.
Oh, corn dogs. I did not even think of that. Popsicles.
Oh, wow. That's outside the box thinking. I wasn't thinking about that. What else comes on a stick? Would you count...
Would
you count, like, if you go to a fancy place and they have the charcuterie board and you use the toothpick and you poke the cheese?
I would not.
That doesn't count as a stick? The toothpick doesn't count as a stick?
No.
Foods that come on sticks. Corn dogs.
I think we've covered them all.
No, we have to be missing something. Any kind of skewer.
Yeah, we did. We talked about skewers.
Lobby pop from High Roller. Diapers in North Yarmouth.
Stop. Marshmallow, roasting marshmallows. Popsicles. I honestly, nothing else is popping up. What are we missing, people?
All right. If we're missing something, feel free to tell us. Something that comes on a stick. Happy, what's the name of the day officially?
Happy National Something on a Stick Day.
There's a holiday for everything.
K-pop.
Oh, K-pop.
K-pop or K-pop?
K-popmame.com, DJ John.
Okay.
No, cake pop.
Cake pop.
Starbucks.
Yes. Well, it doesn't, you can make your own.
Can you?
Yeah, I've done it before. They're really good.
I feel like we're missing stuff. We thought we covered everything, but we got a few.
Yeah, we found some strays.
What did we miss?
Lollipop.
Lollipop.
Candy apple.
Yes.
Cotton candy.
Cotton candy.
And then I am going to say frozen banana because I feel like, I don't know, I've never ordered this, but I feel like a lot of ice cream stands, they offer a frozen banana.
On a stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.